Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav. Here's Panzer Luyinish Masar Beka Shom Le'Abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvas Dav Kufches. The Mishnah with Bey says, Hatoyin es Chaveiru Kadei Shemen. One tied against his friend that he gave him pitchers or barrels of oil. Ve'hoydu Bekankanim. And the friend admits that he did get the pitchers or the barrels, but they were empty. There was no oil in them. The simple question is, why does the Mishnah change the lashon, the language, from kadim to kankanim? Hatoin is chaver kadei shemen, vehoido bekankanim. So we talk about the same item as we see in the Gemara. Talk about the actual vessel. What is the vessel called? Is the vessel called kadim, or the vessel is called kankanim? So the Shita Mekubetzah says over here, very simple. Kadim is full pitchers, pitchers that have content in them. They're called kad. A kankan is something which is empty, which is missing. And that's exactly the claim. He says, I gave you pitchers filled with oil, that's called kadim. He says, no, they were empty, they are kankanim. That's exactly the reason the Mishnah changes the lashon. Says the Tosfos Yomtiv, how can he say that? We know the Mishnah in Ovis Perek Dalet says, Al tistakel bakankan elamash besoichoy. Don't look at the kankan, don't look at the outside vessel, but look at what's inside. Don't be impressed with the external image of an item. You have to see what's inside the item. And the Mishnah goes on and says, Yesh kankan chodosh mole yashon. There's a new kankan full of old material in it. V'yashot shevidu chodosh einbo. And there's an old kankan that doesn't have in it even a new wine. So you see clearly the Mishnah says that there is a kankan that is filled with things. So it says it to his young, that's the chura, a proof against the Shita Mekubetzes, that even a filled pitcher is called a kankan. Answers that the Pharisee stroll in the Mishnahis. He says, the pshat in the Mishnah and Ovis is, Al tistakel bekankan elamash v'toichoy. Don't look at a kankan and think it's empty. But look inside and you'll see that it's full. There is a kankan that you think it's empty, but it's full of good things. And if you look at the Maharal there in the Mishnah and Ovis, you'll see the Maharal learns that this is referring to the beginning of that Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says before, Haloimen min haktanim. You learn that someone was a katan. Lemao doimen, what is it similar to? Loichel anovim keyois v'shoyse yayin migitoy. Is eating unripe grapes and drinking grape juice. Va'aloimen min haskenim. You learn from the old, from the wise. Lemao doimen. Loichel anovim b'shulois, ripe grapes. V'shoyse yayin yashon. And drinking old wine. So on that comes the next part of the Mishnah and says, don't decide what is a katan and a zaken based on the external image of a person. You see a person who looks very young. Say, hey, he's probably a katan. No. Many times a katan can have das kenim. You look someone who's old. You say, ah, he's a zaken. You can learn from him. Don't look at the external image. The external image, says the Maharal, all human beings were born with a body. And the body doesn't reflect anything about the chokhmah of Adam. Not necessarily you could see it in the body. So you have to refer to what's inside to see who has the das kenim, who does not have. Meaning that's exactly the point. You have a kankan. You look at a kankan. You think this empty vessel doesn't have anything in it. But the emes, it's full of yayin yashon. It's full of das kenim. It's full of chokhmah. But the word kankan means an empty vessel. And that is correct according to this idea. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's the group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.